Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You'll hear a man, David, being interviewed about his life as a professional footballer. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello to all our listeners. I'm here with David Stevenson, who's a professional footballer and has just played his first game for the club. So, David, tell us how long you've been a footballer.
Well, I signed to become a professional 2 years ago, when I was 17. I'd been with the club, though, for 2 years before that, since I was 15, but as a junior.
What's the daily schedule like during the week?
Well, I usually get up at 7 and arrive at the practice ground for training at 8:30. We do a range of fitness and ball exercises until 2, when we have a light lunch break. We discuss tactics after we've eaten, and then have an evening session, when we play mini 5-against-5 matches. I get home at about 9 in the evening.
What about weekends?
Well, there's obviously a different atmosphere, as we always have a game on Saturday or Sunday. If we're playing at home, we normally have a light warm-up before the game, talk about what we've got to remember during the game. The day before and after the game, we watch videos of the other team and of our own performance.
What about the diet you have to follow? Is it hard?
It's not that bad or unpleasant, actually. It's varied every day, although its main components are energy-based foods such as rice, pasta and potatoes. We do eat meats and cheese, but all of this is in moderation. Of course, alcohol and sweets are kept at an absolute minimum. We have to follow it quite strictly.
It must be difficult to find time for family and friends.
Yes, it's a very busy lifestyle. And even when I get home, I might be tired from a match or training. I still see my family as I live at home, and my friends understand, and we meet a lot during the summer when there's a long break.
How do you feel about the future? Are you dreaming of playing for England?
Well, of course I dream of that from time to time, but I'm just trying to be realistic and train hard at the moment. My immediate ambition is to secure a regular place in the team and develop my skills. I'm at a big club, so I'll be playing at the main stadiums against all the big teams. Hopefully in a couple of years we'll be playing in Europe. I can't think of the World Cup just yet.
Thank you, David, and the best of luck to you.
Now listen again.
Hello to all our listeners. I'm here with David Stevenson, who's a professional footballer and has just played his first game for the club. So, David, tell us how long you've been a footballer.
Well, I signed to become a professional 2 years ago, when I was 17. I'd been with the club, though, for 2 years before that, since I was 15, but as a junior.
What's the daily schedule like during the week?
Well, I usually get up at 7 and arrive at the practice ground for training at 8:30. We do a range of fitness and ball exercises until 2, when we have a light lunch break. We discuss tactics after we've eaten, and then have an evening session, when we play mini 5-against-5 matches. I get home at about 9 in the evening.
What about weekends?
Well, there's obviously a different atmosphere, as we always have a game on Saturday or Sunday. If we're playing at home, we normally have a light warm-up before the game, talk about what we've got to remember during the game. The day before and after the game, we watch videos of the other team and of our own performance.
What about the diet you have to follow? Is it hard?
It's not that bad or unpleasant, actually. It's varied every day, although its main components are energy-based foods such as rice, pasta and potatoes. We do eat meats and cheese, but all of this is in moderation. Of course, alcohol and sweets are kept at an absolute minimum. We have to follow it quite strictly.
It must be difficult to find time for family and friends.
Yes, it's a very busy lifestyle. And even when I get home, I might be tired from a match or training. I still see my family as I live at home, and my friends understand. And we meet a lot during the summer when there's a long break.
How do you feel about the future? Are you dreaming of playing for England?
Well, of course, I dream of that from time to time. But I'm just trying to be realistic and train hard at the moment. My immediate ambition is to secure a regular place in the team and develop my skills. I'm at a big club, so I'll be playing at the main stadiums against all the big teams. Hopefully, in a couple of years, we'll be playing in Europe. I can't think of the World Cup just yet.
Thank you, David, and the best of luck to you.
That is the end of part two.